Longtooth's Tail. A long, long time ago, a broad-sailed longship was struggling through the cold, grey North Sea that lies between Norway and Scotland. It was a wooden ship, with the bow carved like a dragon's head, and a huge red sail on the mast, with a great black raven painted on it. The people in the ship were Vikings, seafaring folk who liked to sail here and there, always on the lookout for what they could steal. Sometimes going on a Viking adventure was fun, and other times it was not. On the day when this story started, nobody in the ship was having much fun at all. As soon as they were at sea, a fierce wind began to blow, and it started to rain. Then a thick white fog came down, so they could hardly see the oars in their hands, let alone where they were going. All the Viking crew just sat and grumbled. All that is, except the cabin boy, Niall, who had climbed up the mast to keep a lookout for rocks. Their captain, old Ulrik, was trying to hide under a rowing boat.
"Oh, I'm sick of this job," he mumbled miserably. "How on earth am I going to get this horrid Viking crew all the way to Scotland in this weather?"
The ship ploughed ahead through the grueling storm and rough sea. At the top of the mast, Niall, the cabin boy, could not see or hear anything through the fog, but he had a feeling that there was something very strange and peculiar somewhere out there. Then he heard it. And all the Vikings could hear it too. They stopped complaining and listened in fear. It was a rumbling, thundering sound. Whatever it was just ahead of them and was getting closer every minute.
"Ahoy, Niall!"
shouted Captain Ulrik, peering out of his hiding place.
"Can you see anything from up there?"
"I don't think so," Niall shouted back. "Yes, wait! Yes, I can! It's huge and grey and it's a sea monster!"
The Vikings steered their ship towards the rocks on which the monster lay. Captain Ulrik crept down the ship's gangway and onto the rocks.
"What is it?"
the crew asked nervously, wondering if it was going to eat their captain.
"It's a walrus," Ulrik replied. "The biggest walrus I've ever seen. Come and look, but be as quiet as you can. It's still asleep. That noise is the creature snoring."
One by one, the Vikings stepped onto the rock and stood round the sleeping walrus. Then they noticed a huge glass of water standing beside the walrus, and inside the glass of water, gleaming like pearls, only much, much bigger, were the walrus's tusks. They were very long, very white, and very valuable. They're a kind of ivory, and you can carve them into all sorts of precious and beautiful things, though walruses only use them to eat with.
"He must have put them in a glass while he was taking a nap," said Niall.
"We'll take them away before he wakes up," said the captain. "They're worth a fortune. I've never seen tusks as big as these before.
We're all going to be rich. We're all going to be rich,"
chorused the Vikings, dancing up and down.
"Hooray!"
So the crew cheerfully carried off the walrus's tusks, glass and all, climbed back into the ship, and rowed off as quickly as they could. The walrus rolled over dreamily on his rock, opened his eyes, yawned, and stretched his flippers.
"What a pleasant, refreshing nap," he said to himself.
It was not until he was properly awake that he realized there was something wrong, something missing from his rock. Now, what was wrong? What was it? His teeth. Where were they? Where could they have gone? As he waddled about in circles on the rock, looking under every bunch of seaweed, something a long way off caught his eye. It was hardly bigger than a speck on the horizon, but although the walrus was old, his eyes were very sharp and he could see that the speck was actually a sail. It was square and red, and had a big black bird on it. A sail. A Viking sail. That meant a Viking ship. It must have passed this way. Oh, no. The old walrus burst into tears. The sound of a walrus crying is one of the saddest, loneliest, unhappiest things in the world. It's also one of the loudest, louder even than the sound of a walrus snoring. The walrus's relations heard it and hurried towards the rock to see what was happening. The Vikings heard it too, even though they were miles away. They rowed faster to get away from the sound before it made them feel sorry for what they'd done.
"Why, Grandfather Longtooth, whatever is the matter?"
asked the walruses who had swum up to his rock.
"They've stolen my teeth," sobbed Longtooth. "Those horrible Vikings. They sailed up in their ship while I was asleep and took them away."
And once more, Longtooth started to cry. The walruses all shook their heads, trying to think of something that would help. At last, one young walrus said hopefully,
"You could go and see the oldest, biggest, wisest walrus of us all. Perhaps he'd know what to do."
"But that's me," sniffed Longtooth. "I am the oldest, biggest, wisest walrus of us all, and I don't know what to do."
And he began sobbing again.
"Never mind, Grandfather Longtooth," they all said. "We expect you'll think of something sooner or later."
And with that, they swam off again and left Longtooth alone on his rock. Longtooth sat sadly in the rain, staring miserably out to sea. What was he to do? After a long time, the sky grew brighter and the sun began to shine. Colors grew out of the air. A big half circle of red, orange, green, blue, indigo, and violet appeared. A rainbow. The walrus's face lit up. A rainbow, of course. That was the answer. Everyone who lives in the far north knows that a rainbow is not just sunshine behaving in an unusual way. Really, there is only one rainbow, which people keep seeing over and over again, coming and going to different places because it floats about and is really a magic bridge. One end floats over the earth, while the other end bends over the edge of the world and joins another world called Asgard, where the gods of the north live. Odin, king of the gods, had made it out of bits left over when the world was finished. Longtooth looked at the rainbow and made up his mind there and then what he was going to do.
"I'll swim out to the rainbow," he thought, "and climb up to Asgard and see the gods. They'll know how to help me get my teeth back."
And so Longtooth dived into the water and swam out until he reached the start of the rainbow. It was very big and high, much bigger than he had ever imagined. All the water around the rainbow was striped purple, orange, and green. Longtooth reached out with a flipper and touched the rainbow. It seemed to be solid enough, if a bit slippery. So he started to climb up, hanging on with his front flippers and pulling his back flippers up behind him. How long would it take him to get to Asgard? And would there be anybody in when he got there?
"I hope this is a good idea," he thought.